So today we're playing session two of Kids on Bikes. Do we want to just do a quick recap, real quick, of where we were before?
Previously on Kids on Bikes.
There we go. There it is.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. We have to get it clean.
Previously on Kids on Bikes.
Awesome. Oh, great.
You need to be a voice actor.
I used to watch AMC Walking Dead. And that was
Previously on the AMC's Walking Dead. You know?
How he does that?
I'm going to need you for some stuff in the future.
Yeah. Let me know. Yeah. I'll do it. I need to make
my
more money.
People will call
you. I really
See,
do.
Now I want like a super cut of like all our best lines from the last episode, but I don't know if any.
It's okay. We could just fake it. Ready?
Just say all of our names, our characters.
Yeah,
No, then
we go around.
Then you do the thing.
Yeah. Then we go around and we'll talk about each of the characters and briefly who you are. And then just very quickly, like one sentence. Hannah's like terrified. What's happening?
And then
I'll kind of do the recap of what happened. So, Star, you want to start us out?
I'm Jaime, but everyone calls me Jamie, and I don't correct anybody. And I'm 13, and I'm a little girl, but I wear a hoodie, and I don't like that I'm growing up, and I like bothering. Q. Even though I like calling him K, because Q doesn't make any sense.
Q, what's your? Who are you?
My name is Q. Short for Quentin. I'm a 14-year-old boy. I'm actually in the ninth grade, so I'm excited to do high school, but I can't because I need to make money for our family. We're short on money, and I run. I work with my dad in the bakery. I don't know the name of the bakery, but we're working on that.
Wait, no, we do. Don't
do we have the name?
Yeah, it's your mom's name.
Yeah.
I have.
Oh,
it.
What is it?
Your mom.
Yeah, I forgot.
What is my mom's name?
Your mom's bakery.
But sadly,
my mom passed away.
I almost remember it.
My mom passed away by the infamous Light Tower.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
That's right. It's Helen.
Light Tower? Is that right?
Helen.
That can't be right. Is that what it's called? A Light Tower?
No. The Light Tower is just called the Light Tower.
Okay. Tina's Bakery.
Tina's Bakery.
I was really wrong.
So I work.
Helen is so close.
And so I have to work there because we need to make money, and it's the one thing I have left of my mother. And
Tina's memory.
Now it's become a Cuban restaurant because Jamie over here brought that up as a good idea.
I mean,
so.
It's a combo bakery restaurant.
Right. Yeah,
it's
a combo.
Not a fully Cuban restaurant.
But I would like to have a life. I don't have one because I'm always at the bakery.
I don't have one.
And so the big thing was we were going to sell some baked goods at the homecoming game.
Yep. Lane, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Lane. My name is Lane. Yep. And I'm 19, which is the oldest you can be before you're an adult in the game and in life.
I don't know. I'm 26. I'm still not an adult. So
yeah,
it's
I don't know when that
change
happens.
You're
26.
Happens. 26.
Three days before you hit 35.
Yeah.
3 days before you hit 35, it'll just click.
Wham.
You'll be just like hanging out and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm an adult. And then you're like, okay.
I'm
and you'll be
for
like,
that day.
Okay.
Anyway, don't want to think about that right now. And I am a laid-back slacker. I like to not commit to anything, and I am obsessed with video games. And I carry around my Game Boy original. What's the first one called? Just Game Boy.
Game Boy.
Just Game Boy.
Game Boy, baby. The big one. And my favorite game is Centipede.
Perfect.
And I don't know what else to say.
That's
about
fine.
That.
That's great.
Okay, great.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
that's all I have.
A minute, just so everybody remembers.
I'm Janet.
Yes.
Damn it.
I knew that was cool.
It's just so easy.
I'm 14, and I am a wannabe. So I'm like a, I guess.
What do you
want to
be?
I want to be a nerd.
You
want
to be
I'm like, I
want not
everything.
Like your family.
I want to not be like my family. I grew up with like a very rich family. I want nothing to do with it, and I want to be like nerdy and cool and fun, and I'm obsessed with Lane because Lane is like all into video games.
Older
and
cool and has a power glove.
Yeah.
Super senior.
She's older, so I like really want to be her best friend.
Are your parents in the cork business?
I think they should be because that's like the major industry.
Yeah.
Okay,
cork.
Cool. That's great.
Cork industry.
Yeah.
Okay. Our house is made of cork, actually. So.
You got a cork tree right next to your pool.
Just a real quick recap of what happened. What happened?
That's real.
Yeah.
What happened last time? There was a little scuffle in the bakery between Garbage Man Billy and this guy Carlos. who Garbage Man Billy is part of the Gator Catchers, and Carlos is part of the Bug Watchers.
I forgot about the Colts.
Yeah. Then at the football game, Q and Jamie were trying to sell baked goods, and the whole place kind of got invaded by bugs.
Big old bugs. I was not pleased.
And then suddenly,
we were not.
Nope.
I ran away.
Yeah, the bug watchers and the Gator Catchers started fighting because the Gator Catchers are trying to catch the bugs. And there's just a weird relationship between them. And then there's just some weird stuff that was happening with security guards. You guys trailed them. And then Lane ended up hearing the word lighthouse from one of them as she walked by. And then you guys headed off to the lighthouse. And in the distance, you saw a crack of lightning hit it. So I'm going to start out this session. And again, we're going to, just in case anybody who's listening to this doesn't know, pretty much the whole plot, everything we're doing is all completely made up on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
The way that this game works is that we come up with a bunch of rumors and ideas, and then we try and form them in real time into a story together. So I'm going to sort of guide just the very first section, then you guys are going to take over mm-hmm. where you want to go, what you want to do.
Yeah, basically, just each character has like a very simple character sheet just to remember
yeah.
specifics about ourselves, and that's the only
thing that
physical
we have.
Thing yeah. that is used in the game.
Everything else is pretty much made up.
Yeah.
Some rumors, just to recap,
mm-hmm.
some rumors before we get
mm-hmm.
started. Garbage Man Billy killed someone when he was younger, so kids are scared of him. I threw him in the hole. That's in the middle
the
of town.
Hole.
The hole in the middle of town. Every 2 years on September 18th, lightning strikes the lighthouse and crows are killed and lay dead around the base. Rumor three is that swamp sprites deep in the swamp grant wishes if you sing to them, but you can't talk to them or your wish won't. Sorry, you can't talk about them or your wish won't come true. Also tacked onto that was a local university had a genetic experiment with bugs go wrong, and that's what created the swamp sprites. Rumor number four is that the math teacher Mrs. Landry and the art teacher Miss Charlotte are having an affair. And rumor number five is Daryl Dane is a cannibal. He works as a butcher's assistant, but the rumor is that they secretly
I forgot about the cannibal.
How can
Daryl
you
Dane.
Forget about
so,
the cannibal?
So I
you
only bring
happen.
I only bring those up to help us remember to incorporate those rumors into whatever we do. Since
yeah.
we're all sort of forming the story together. So I think we open on a TV in a house. Is a news station, and that news station does like their intro and says today is September 18th 1989. That's the year we decided on, right?
Yep.
Our top story tonight, and they go into the story about the little boy who was who disappeared when he was young 30 years ago. Is it 30 years ago?
Did we talk
ago?
About this already?
This is the Garbage Man Billy boy. So this is the boy that you guys know.
So the murder is the rumor. All we know is that the kid just disappeared.
Yeah, okay. But the rumor is that Garbage Man Billy... Ooh, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The rumor is that Garbage Man Billy killed someone.
Right.
It's the rumor is that he killed this boy.
Okay.
You guys all know the rumor.
Yes.
It's 20 years ago.
Okay.
So yeah, the rumors that he killed this person, but all we know is that he disappeared.
Right.
There was sort of hints about trials. Remember in the first opening scene
mm-hmm.
at the bakery,
mm-hmm.
there's a hint about the trial, that he was never convicted of anything. There's sort of a recap happening on the TV of the little boy
mm-hmm.
who disappeared 20 years ago and like where he might be and speculating
mm-hmm.
about his existence and like his parents are on. And then his brother is on, and the interview that we see with his brother is Carlos.
Oh, look at you doing stuff. That's why
so,
Carlos was so mad.
So then we pan past that TV. We see the boy. It's this young boy with dark brown, black hair, not quite a buzz cut, but like shorter than your hair, Luis.
Yeah.
And he was about I would want to say 8. Does that sound like a good age? 8?
Yeah, well, that's pretty young.
10?
How old was the kid when the kid went missing?
That's what I'm saying. That's what we're trying to figure out. Okay. What do we want to do? Do you want to be...
Is he older or younger than Carlos?
Probably younger.
Probably younger.
So then...
Definitely.
Like 7. 7,
yeah,
8?
Yeah, I like 7.
And then how old is Carlos?
Or 8.
So Carlos... Well, Carlos at this time would then be...
Because he's a kid at the school.
Yeah. So he would have to be like 10 years older, maybe.
Okay.
Right? So, So yeah. So he would have to be... He'd have to be like 40. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, the we see sort of that happening, and as we see the face of this boy, and he has a very sort of distinct, not blemish, but like a birthmark, just a sort of, it's a oval shaped birthmark that's right beside his nose, and it's just sort of red and discolored, just a little bit, just enough that you know what it is, just enough that you see like there's something there. He has sort of more olive skin. Or like Luis, like your coloring,
right?
And we pan past that TV and we see the four of you riding your bikes towards the lighthouse. What's happening at this point?
I think I'm probably further ahead of them.
Yep.
Because I kind of, out of consideration, gave them the lighthouse information, kind of thing. Like I wasn't looking to have like
a troop,
of kids following me, but yeah. They are the only ones that kind of seemed like they were interested in what was happening.
Okay.
And the only ones that like didn't run away completely.
Yeah. So okay, like, so you're right. A little ways ahead. What are you three doing? What are you three talking about?
I'm on an identical bike to yours.
That's great.
Looks exactly the same. Uh-huh. But I'm right behind you.
Okay.
I'm in the very back trying to keep up.
Okay.
Because I don't ride bikes that much, or my father never had the time to teach me.
You're not a kid's on bikes.
Because, you know, I know enough to be on a bike. I'm just not an expert.
Do they have training
wheels? I'm like,
it?
I stumble a bit when I hit a little rock, you know?
You get scared. Your heart skips a beat when you hit a rock.
So I'm trying to keep up. I want to be cool because I feel like I'm making friends. And I don't want to.
It's hard for me to give you shit when you're being so cute.
I don't want to miss out, so I'm in the back, just trying to hold my own, concentrating on my bike as I try not to fall over.
That actually sounds like me, Bailey, riding a bike.
Yeah,
I guess I'm a little ahead of you then. If you're like, you know, but like not exactly up to where you two
are. Q is bringing up the rear.
Yeah, I'm like in the.
I'm not even. I'm just like focusing on the ground as my.
That sounds exactly like me.
Yeah.
Okay, so and as you guys approach, the lighthouse is just beyond sort of the suburb area. It's like maybe 2 or 3 blocks beyond the suburb area. It's not that far away, but it's far enough away that it isn't in the town. Do you know what I mean? Like it is. It's maybe like what, a half mile or a quarter mile away from the last house of the suburb. But it's peninsula. Is that what it's called? When it's a jutting, jut out. And it's sitting there just beyond a public beach. So you guys approach there. What's the plan? You said this wasn't coordinated, Bailey. So what's your character?
On my part, it wasn't. Yeah. I was just like,
if I die here,
at least other people know where I am.
Okay.
Is kind of the thinking that I had.
Sure.
Do I see anything? Like, how close do I have to be before I start to see anything of consequence?
So there's a big, fence that surrounds the lighthouse area.
And is this like an active lighthouse, or is it not?
No,
really in use
it's
anymore?
Not really okay. in use anymore. And there's a big fence around, and then there are some shorter trees that sort of block your view of it. And then beyond the fence, there is another. There's another cylinder. What are they called? Cinder block wall that keeps you from seeing inside.
Sure.
The cinder blocks are sort of eroded away a little bit. They're getting older. And then there's a sign on the fence that says warning, no trespassing,
sure.
You know, private property kind of thing.
What happened? I'm out of air.
So you guys are pulling up right now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are going to pull up right now. You get there first, Bailey.
Yeah.
Your character.
Am I seeing any of like the bug people or the gator people?
So you don't see anybody. You don't see anybody immediately.
Okay. Because I'm assuming they're coming.
You can look around.
I would like to.
Okay. Are you waiting for these guys or are you just? No. Okay. Are you heading around the side? Is that?
Yeah. Just because they seem to think the lighthouse was the place to go.
Right.
So I'm seeing what, if anything of consequence has been happening, or if there's anything weird about the bird, or the dead birds on the ground.
So, so as you turn the corner, you do see a dead crow.
Okay.
On the
just
ground.
Just one?
Sprawled out. Just one, but you haven't made your way all the way around it yet. Okay. It's a big, the area that surrounds the lighthouse is fairly large. The radius of fence that surrounds it is fairly large.
Gotcha.
So you're starting to make your way around there. What are the three of you guys doing? Are you also walking the same direction as her? Are you going the other way? Are you trying to climb the fence? Like, what's happening?
I'm looking at the fence and just kind of...
How tall is the fence?
Yeah, how tall is this fence?
I'm going to say it's like 8 feet, 9 feet tall. Okay. So it's pretty tall.
Okay.
But we can kind of hoist up there if necessary.
Are there barbed wires on the top of it?
It looks like there used to be a space for barbed wires to be, but it's sort of been like they've... There are, I'm going to say this, there are areas where there are barbed wires, but it clearly has been
worn out.
Not upkept.
Lighthouse.
Yeah,
wall.
It looks like nobody's been there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I would just kind of like debate climbing it and then decide to try to find like breaks in it. Because I'm like, there's got to be other kids who have just gone in there. So there's got to be like an opening in the fence.
Okay.
And this is the cinder block fence?
No. This is the actual, the chain link fence.
Okay.
Fence. And then inside that chain link fence, there is also a cinder block wall that surrounds it that keeps you from seeing. It's a like 10-foot cinder block wall that also keeps you from seeing further in.
Got it.
So there's two layers. There's the outside fence that says no trespassing.
Yep.
Chain link with some sparse barbed wire.
Gotcha.
Inside cinder block, 10-foot tall. But sort of eroded.
And then lighthouse?
And then the lighthouse is in the very center of it.
So is this cinder block wall, like, from the lighthouse construction? It wasn't a keep-out wall? It was a...
It looks like it's old, but you can't really tell.
Is there graffiti on it?
I think that there's definitely at least a little bit of graffiti, but I think it's also overrun by a lot of plants. Like, ivy has grown all along it.
Okay.
And it's sort of, some of the bricks are eroded away. So you can see like the top isn't perfectly flat. There's crumbly and like, it looks like it's probably rained down on there a lot. Mm-hmm. So the brick has,
and it's on like a coastline.
Yeah.
Are
it's
there
on a coastline.
Openings to the lighthouse? Like, that
so not
see?
That you can see right now, but you know, you guys haven't explored this whole area. Yeah. So if you want to keep walking around, you can.
Yeah.
I also, you know, whatever you guys
I'm going to put on my croc shirt.
Okay.
Just like in case a croc person comes by.
Okay.
Then like I'm one of you guys.
That
you
sounds
know?
Good.
Which group said lighthouse? Bug people?
It was the security.
Oh, the security. Oh, the
yeah, remember?
The,
so
yeah,
you
yeah,
guys
yeah.
walked up to the, you guys
yep.
were following
yep.
the security
now
that were at the
fair. Yeah, we tried to give
fair.
Them a cupcake.
Yeah.
They weren't having it.
No.
I was offended.
Okay. So we're just exploring the fence right now. I think that there are... No, there are areas where there were holes before, but those holes have been
replaced.
Can we?
They've been patched together.
Can we lift, like, grab the fence in the bottom and lift it up to see if, like, you could, like, scooch underneath?
So that's gonna be a brawn, I think, because that's how strong you are.
Okay.
But that's gonna be really hard because this thing is
deadlift.
It's
yeah.
like in
deep
one of
in the ground.
Like, are there?
Oh, it's like
deep
in the
ground.
Well, like it is not. It the fence goes into the ground. You could lift it and get it. You know, there's like dirt around the bottom, so it's not like it's gonna be just an easy lift and go under.
I'm thinking because like chain link fences, you could usually like pull and they're like
I think it's gonna
but
be...
if they're taught or like recently replaced, it's harder to do.
Yeah,
I thought they were old.
They are old, so you can try it, but for reasons that you don't know, they will be, it'll probably be a, I'm gonna say it's gonna be a 14.
Are there shovels or any tools around?
Well, somebody has something that they can use for that. You have Treasure Hunter.
Oh, what is that? I have things?
Yeah, so remember Treasure Hunter?
Yes, I'm a Treasure Hunter.
Do you remember what that does? Do you have it written down?
Treasure Hunter, advisory token to find. I don't have an advisory token.
You have an
adversary token.
Adversity token.
I don't have an adversity token.
Okay.
All the combinations.
But
of
if you if you fail something.
Okay, I gotta fail something.
So you can try. You could try and get it. What's your brawn?
My brawn is D12 plus one.
Yeah, mine's D10, so when you said, like, 14, I'm 14. Like, how would I...
So, okay, so the no way that you'd be... No, there is.
Oh,
so
there is?
You would roll a D10. If you got a 10, you'd be able to roll the D10 again.
Oh.
That's the way the system works. So, if you want to, Luis, if you want to try and roll a D12?
Yeah.
You could get up to 13, and then your next roll will guarantee you to be able to do that.
So, I'm over here. I'm out winded.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to catch up. You're winded. I'm winded. I'm breathing heavily while everyone else is scoping out the area, trying to get inside. I try to get over the fact that my mom died by this lighthouse.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of having some conflict.
Yeah, for sure.
Every game we play always has the most backstory. It's very impressive.
I know. It's great.
Like,
who, me?
Yes, you.
Yeah.
Like, it is just it's great. Top-notch.
So I'm trying to get over the fact that my mom died here.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to lose the fact that I have friends here, and I don't want to look like a fool. I don't want to be embarrassed that I am not involved. This is my one chance to do something, so I get the courage and I say, "Hey guys, what's going on? We need some help with some things. Looks like we're trying to lift this fence."
And is everybody just stare at him?
Am I even there?
You could be if you wanted, or you could choose to not be. Whatever
I'm
you
like
think.
I'm just like, because my hands are already on the fence, like ready to lift it up, and I'm just like looking at you like, dude, really?
Look, I will. We got a long day tomorrow. I want to make sure we can lift this up.
I'm going to roll.
Sure. Okay. I'm like coming around the corner as this is happening.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. That's a 10.
Okay.
So you need a 4 or better. That's a 3.
13.
Okay, well, I'm going to try. Yeah.
Do you have a plus one on your brawn by any chance?
No, she doesn't.
No. Okay.
So you fail, but the consequence is just that the fence didn't pull up.
At all?
Like it pulls up, but not enough for you guys
not
to get
enough
under.
To like.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but nothing bad happens because you only failed
like,
by
13.
One.
I'm 13. That was pretty close.
Yeah.
Did you get a token?
Yes, you get an adversity token.
Oh.
So take an adversity token. When you fail a roll, you get... No, no, no. You mark it down right there.
Okay.
That's for something else.
Okay, I was like...
There are tokens on the table.
Tokens.
Those tokens on the table are for something else.
Okay.
I was eyeballing those. I'm like, are those our tokens? Oh. Okay.
Spencer has props.
So you failed, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to try.
Oh, and you can give adversity tokens to your teammates.
Yeah, I'm not going to give one to...
Oh, yeah, okay. you can give them a plus one on their roll, basically.
And Jane,
well,
Janet,
mind,
are you around here?
Hmm?
Are you near this fence?
Yeah.
Okay. So I, you know, look at my new potential friend and I say, oh, try not to. I'll take care of that. I can open this fence. Watch me.
Do you just look at everybody's potential friends?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. That's great.
Here I go.
Angel.
11, 12.
But it doesn't explode. Because you didn't roll a natural 12. You rolled an 11 and a plus 1.
So what happened?
So you try and lift it up, and it just snaps back down.
Uh-oh.
All right.
My fingers are bleeding.
But no, they're not. Is...
Do not give Spencer any more than he needs.
There's a... I'm not a murderous...
That's true. You're a fair GM.
GM. So it fails, and at that point, you also hear the rumble of tires driving towards you guys.
Uh-oh.
From down the road, from the road that you guys rode your bikes down on.
Is it coming towards us?
And as you turn, you see a car, like an SUV, headed your direction a little ways down the street.
Okay, so I'd like to say that I was like coming around the corner to where they were when this was happening. Or like around, there's no corners in a circle. But
sort of around the bend.
Yeah, and I want to call
just
them
around
like,
the river bend.
Get the fuck over here! Get
we
over
need
here!
To hide our bikes, because they're going to see our bikes.
So that's really good, because that was going to be a problem for you guys.
So can we grab our bikes?
Yep.
And... We need to fucking hide. Yeah. We need to fucking hide. Get over here.
Yeah. So you guys are going to have
like bushes or anything?
Yeah, I would have left
my bike. Yeah, I run to go get my bike.
So you guys are going to have to roll flight for this because this is how quickly you can get out of the way.
Oh, I have 20 on this.
I have a D4.
Yeah, I do too.
Flight, not fight. Flight. Oh. You have a D20 as well.
Wow.
Flight. Here I go. Try to run away.
You have a D20.
Yeah.
Wait, what do I have to get?
What do you have?
Go.
Okay, hold on, guys. I have to tell you what the
I have
challenge
a D4.
Is. So.
Oh, you're...
So the... So,
you're
yeah.
Fucked.
Well, but you have a good chance of it exploding. So I'm going to say you guys, you saw the bike, so that was good. You're going to grab the bikes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that this is a 5? Six. A 6. This is a challenge score 6.
Okay.
So you're going to have to hope that, Luis, you're going to have to hope that your dice explodes.
This might
so
be
wait,
gaming
just,
too hard, but
yeah.
Since I have a 20, if I like get obscenely high, could I possibly like help somebody too?
I'm going to say that if you roll above a 15,
okay.
That you can help him out.
Great.
Just as a...
Just wanted
yeah.
to...
Yep.
You never know.
Did I get an adversity token?
Did you fail?
Yeah, you just
failed.
Mark it.
Yes.
Mark it.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Oh, I got a 6.
Nice.
Ooh, I'm huffing and puffing trying to get my bike. I got a 4.
I got a 4.
Wow. 2 fours. A 14. What'd you get, star? 6?
I got a 6.
Okay,
I
do I get to go again?
I think I exploded.
So
you exploded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get to roll again.
Yeah.
So so mine's D4.
You need
I got a D4.
You need a 2.
That's not fair. This paper got in the way.
It hit the paper.
All right, whatever. What is
it?
It was a 1.
It was a 1.
It was a 1. Okay, that's 5. Well, so you got a 4, so you're 2 under.
Yeah.
And you're 1 under.
I have a,
so
this is my plus 1 count for anything?
Yes.
Is that flight? Yeah.
To your roll?
So that's a 7.
Okay.
But you already passed it because it was a 6. So you guys fail it, but you guys succeed. So you guys get out of the way.
I'm super fast.
Yeah. Janet
I'm
and,
small. No one notices me.
Yeah. Janet and Jamie get out of the way.
All right. With our bike.
With our bikes,
we duck into some bushes.
Yeah.
I think that the car, the SUV pulls up. You guys didn't fail horrendously.
True.
So the car's going to slow down. You guys turn the corner and the windows roll down on the SUV. And you hear them say, "Did you see that?" And he goes, "No, I didn't see anything." He goes, "That I saw." I don't know. I'm just seeing things. I'm paranoid after today. And then the window goes up, and then they roll the SUV towards the lighthouse, towards the fence, and you see a section of the fence that didn't look like it was supposed to open rise up, and the cement wall behind it rise up, and the SUV go in, and the pillar cinder block wall it's actually like a section of the wall, so it's not even cinder block, it is something else that's made to look like cinder block that has risen upwards to let them in and then falls back down. So it is very it's a very odd looking thing because it is not doesn't look like it's supposed to do that.
It's like a Wile E. Coyote wall.
Yeah. It's just that one section that just rises, and then the one section of the fence that rises up and then rises back down. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change that. I'm going to say that it doesn't rise up. I'm going to say it sinks into the ground.
Yeah.
Because that's cooler.
That's cool.
It actually goes into the ground. Both of them go into the ground. The car pulls in.
Okay, cool.
And the fence goes back up, and the other fence and the wall goes back up. What do you guys want to do?
What the fuck?
I was like,
guys.
I was like, that's some weird. That's
I'm gonna
weird.
Run over to Jamie and Janet. Guys, I just saw the SUV.
Oh, did they see it? Did they see it? Were they already around the corner?
So everybody was around the corner, but I assume you guys were like
all walking.
Oh, we're all together.
I mean, I assume you guys
don't tell us.
I thought I was on the floor hiding,
but
spreading out so that they wouldn't see me.
You can be.
Okay.
Camouflage.
We all saw it.
Yeah, but you should still do what you were going
to
do.
Yes, I really want that to happen.
Guys, I just saw the car. I don't know if you saw it, but I saw a car go in. The cylinder walls came down, and the van went in.
Yeah, we saw it, dude.
We were there.
Okay, I just want to make sure everyone's covered and knows what I
cool
saw.
Though.
It was a Jeep Cherokee.
It wasn't a Jeep Cherokee. It was absolutely not a Jeep Cherokee.
But in character,
it is
in my character because I don't know cars.
No, that's why. So, that's like the Ron Howard where it's like, it's gonna work, and then the Ron Howard voiceover that goes. It didn't work.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
So did we see them press like any buttons or do anything to get in?
They were inside of the car, so you couldn't, and the windows are tinted, so you couldn't see what happened there. But that doesn't mean that you couldn't go investigate the area.
I was going to say, can I see or like guesstimate well enough where
totally.
Sunk down into the ground
totally.
Or the, follow the tire tracks to where they basically just stop?
Totally.
And just kind of
can we look for cameras first?
Oh goodness, this is 89. Oh, there were cameras. Were there like security
cameras?
It
would be like big cameras.
Like
big
but
cameras.
This might
be an
like,
investment.
But this might be
that,
like a. I mean, it's clear. Like it's like
we're in a
weird government
world.
Science, weird stuff. So
I feel like they'd be watching.
They're probably bugs.
Well, we probably wouldn't be able to see it.
There's probably like CIA bugs.
I feel like we got to come in from the back.
Like those bees in Black Mirror.
Oh yeah.
Like bugs.
I feel like we have to climb over the fence and come into the back.
All right. Yeah.
Like someone get on top
like
of my shoulders.
Are there any more? So like if I'm going up there.
Yeah. So you're walking
like
around now and going
feeling
to the front.
Around like. Does anything not make sense visually when I'm feeling around?
So now that you know what you're looking for, yeah. you can absolutely see the line where the fence is supposed to be solid, and it is the metal. So you know how chain link fences, how like the metals continue into, they're sort of like not figure eights, but they're you know, so like there is a cut in the fence
where they
where it goes down,
slide past
yeah, where it slides down. So you can see that that cut now exists, but you wouldn't have really seen.
So
it
from
before.
My brain, this is not like a magical looking illusion.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. No, no, no. This is a is a legit
government.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
I
like
just wanted to...
actual physical.
I saw it
thing.
Both ways.
Yes. No, no. It is a mechanical thing that happens. Mm-hmm. The fence looks like it is whole, but when you get close to it, it is there is a.
So
is
we
a
should go to the back.
That's what I'm proposing.
I think.
So we're not going straight into the.
Yeah, we should go to the.
Is there a back? What do you mean?
We haven't gone around and like looked.
Because
like,
all the way around.
Yeah, we go all the way around.
I feel like there's one entrance. And like,
so there are no other, there's no other road in. This is the only road.
We can't climb over the, what do you guys think?
Are there any trees near the fence?
We can't climb?
Like, climb.
They've cleared out the trees that are directly near the fence so that nobody can climb the tree
I
to get
like
over.
The only...
But there are trees around. So, and also you now have an adversity token, so you could find something in the environment that helps you guys.
I was going to say, can we dig under
that
the fence?
That was to cue for the listeners. Yeah.
I feel like we need to dig.
Yeah, can I use one of my adversity tokens? I want to see what's around.
I'm thinking that maybe another car is going to come through since like a weird shit is happening. Maybe they're all congregating here.
Okay.
Can we like follow the next car in? Like can we...
Can I be sneaky?
Yeah, be sneaky and like basically hide right behind the trunk.
Yeah.
And just like follow it in when the gate goes down.
Yeah.
I'm
if
down.
Another car comes.
Yeah.
I wonder how long we're going to be waiting for
the exactly.
next
That's
car.
Why I'm like, we should do a plan...
Well,
I'd
like to use my adversity token to see if there's anything to find something.
So the way this works is that you get to tell me what thing could plausibly be in the area that you could get that would help you in this scene. It just means that you get to find something, and as long as I think it's viable that it could be there, you get to have it.
Interesting.
So you have to tell me what you want, and then I'll tell you yes or no whether that's something that.
I don't know what I want. I just want to. We got to get in. Okay, we got to get in. We got to find a way in. There's going to be another car coming in, hopefully. Maybe. We don't know.
So, I was going to say.
I don't have a plan.
The area where the fence has to hit the ocean, like, or the water, because, like, if it's a lighthouse, it's on a. So that means, like, there's got to be a half that's just water.
Well, no, the lighthouse is on a cliff. It's on like a, it's on not like a full cliff, but it's on a little peninsula, right?
Yeah.
So there's the fence goes all the way around the lighthouse. And then beyond the fence on the backside is like the edge of the peninsula to the beach. Does that make sense?
So it's not as close to the water as you think
it's not
is.
In the water.
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was like on the
right
like,
next to the water.
Right
so that
it.
Part of the fence would have gone through the water.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't think it's that close. I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, too.
I was trying
to
be like, can we just go to where the fence ends?
Yeah, no.
No.
Check that
secure,
out.
A secure facility like that would definitely not have an opening. Yeah, like that. That's not secure. But, yeah, I mean, you guys could wait for another car. It might be
can
a little
we get,
bit.
So is there a space between the cinder block wall and the lighthouse?
So there is a large space between the cinder block
wall
and the
lighthouse. So what if we,
lighthouse.
If we can get, so on the other side of the fence, and then on the other side of the cinder block wall, we hide there until it opens again. So by the time the car goes through, we can just.
Yes.
And they won't be
get
able to see
get on my shoulders.
Us.
Okay, so hold on. So tell
assuming
me what's happening.
Another car is coming.
Can we just throw a rock at it?
At what?
Just
do
at
it.
The lighthouse?
Yeah. Do it.
I mean, you could.
I'm just being a kid right now.
Yeah.
Just being like,
no, that's
what
I'm
doing.
Do it.
Throw a rock at
it. No, because whoever's in there might hear it, and then they'll know that we're there. And that
would
be
mad. I'm just mad at it now. I'm just like an angry. I'm just mad.
We could be.
They have better things to do.
Can of worms that we don't want to.
That's true.
I could just. I mean,
this isn't D&D where I have like my great axe and
no. Not that kind of system.
I could throw a rock at it, and then they'll like open the door again, and then we could go in.
Do it.
I think you should just do it without us looking.
Do what you feel.
Janet's hiding.
Are you throwing a rock at it?
Yeah, I'm just throwing a rock at it.
Okay. You throw a rock at it, and At the lighthouse?
At the lighthouse.
Okay, you're going to roll brawn for
me. Does that mean you have to get it over both fences?
Because you're going to have to get it over both fences and hit the lighthouse, and it's pretty far.
I'm just being a brat.
It's more
right
out
now.
Of anger and frustration.
I'm going like, to I'm gonna say to actually hit, to get a solid hit on the lighthouse, it's going to be a 12.
Okay. Brawn?
Otherwise it's going to fall short.
What is your brawn die?
10.
Okay, so you have to get a 10 to be able to roll again.
Oh, no, 3. It was pretty sad.
So it goes over the chain link fence, but then it hits the cinder block wall, and then just sits there.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty much what
it
kind of
did. It feel good, though?
It felt real good, though.
At the very least, if we climb both walls,
yes.
If a car doesn't come, maybe we'll find another way in.
Yeah.
Well, how tall is the cinder
block? We should get on the other side of the wall.
Do I 10 get
feet.
Another
So if
token?
The cinder block is 10 feet,
yeah.
Why don't you guys... Guys,
need to hoist up.
Hoist, yeah. I will be on the ground. You get on my shoulders, and I'll hoist you up, and throw you over
the
fence.
And like the last person can use a bike, like lean the bike up against the fence.
Yes.
So just a reminder that you are doing this inside of somewhere where there are black SUVs going into there.
There's gonna be like lasers.
Maybe throwing somebody over a fence without seeing what's inside is not the best
Can
plan.
I throw another rock?
You can do it if you
it's
want
a
to.
Chain link fence.
Yeah, throw the rock.
There's
just
a chain
over
link
the chain
fence,
link
and then be
and
on that chain
happens.
Link fence, there is you know? A there's
oh, like
a
going
cinder
over
block.
That
going over
bad.
The cinder block wall without seeing what's in it
well,
might
let's
not
go over
be
the chain
best
link
thing.
Fence.
Can I
okay.
Leave
yeah.
Crocodiles?
One, well, I mean, yeah, one at a time.
Can I throw another rock at like where the door part was like where I thought like,
of the cinder block
yeah
wall
can I just throw another rock at that
sure yeah oh. that's gonna be a 6 to hit it.
Do you have a pastry?
Yes.
Can I have one?
Yes. Of course you can.
In real life or a game?
No game.
Here's one of the bright yellow ones.
Thanks.
The cork.
Oh, I got a 4. God damn it.
So it you throw it over the fence and it just falls short.
Can I try
to throw a rock at the
I sure I want to do something else.
I think
I'm just
have?
Throwing rocks.
I need
to see. I don't know what to
something,
do.
Something like if it's
another car
guarded or
another,
like
another car turns the corner.
Oh shit! Hide!
It's coming towards
we
you.
We gotta
guys
come.
Right
with,
now.
We gotta go with the car. We gotta.
You guys
go with the car.
Know. You guys have already hidden at this point behind the thing, so I'm not gonna make you roll flight. But if you, this is you know, this is an opportunity.
This is it, guys.
This may not happen again. So
we gotta follow the car in.
I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna try to sneak in.
So tell me. So tell me how. How do you guys do this?
So, I'm going to lay down flat on the ground.
Okay.
Based on the last car that came through, did it like come to a complete stop?
Yes,
okay.
Before it went in.
So I think we can go from hiding, however far away we have to be to hide, to when the car starts to go through, we have enough time to like hopefully stealthily go around the back side of the
okay.
car and
Why
follow
Why are you laying
in.
On the ground?
So the car doesn't see me.
Camouflage.
I'm laying flat on the ground.
Less
and then
less
when the car passes
area
me,
of visibility.
I get up. And then I, you know, follow.
What are you
back.
Wearing? If it was like bright green or blue, that'd be funny.
She's in a bright green.
Yeah.
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 The gator.
Janet's
shirt.
In a bright green gator
the
shirt.
The gator jacket.
I kinda,
well, I fit in, guys.
I kind of want to throw a rock at the car.
Don't.
I'm, wearing,
so,
I'm
not. I'm
I see
not.
You about to do it. I'm like, don't.
I'm not. I'm just like, I have a rock in my hand wearing, and I'm looking at the car. And I'm like,
I'm in the uniform of a baked person, of a bakery person.
A
so I got black
person.
Pants. I got black pants, a white top, and yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great. So, but you guys are hiding right now, right?
Yes.
So as the car pulls up, then the gate starts to open and the car starts to roll forward. What's
going
happening?
For the trunk of the car, trying to stay out of the line of sight.
Okay. Me too.
Okay. So everybody's doing that. So that's gonna be
wait.
Some, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Where are we putting our bikes?
Just leaving them where they
we're
are.
Just hiding we're,
we
where
need
we
to
let
hide
the
them.
We hide
are they hidden?
I think
they're hidden in
you
like
guys
bushes.
You guys hid them already once so I'm
okay.
not gonna make you hide them again.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you guys rolling for this? What do you think you what do you how do you want to do this?
If you want to do I'm this. Keeping my rock.
Okay.
I feel like it's grit or brains.
So grit is how will you withstand like
okay.
some sort of physical or mental grilling.
Okay.
Like if somebody was yelling at you and you wanted to not get mad, you could
I feel
use
like
grit.
If there was like balls, like how much balls do you have
yeah.
to just go?
I
feel
think
like
that's
kind of brains. Or
I think
is it
that's
brawn?
Brains or brawn. So brains would be like that you are. I think brains is like that you are calculating, coordinating
yeah.
with each other,
mm-hmm.
Or that you are personally like trying to stay out of line of sight of
yeah.
the mirrors because you know how that
that's what
sort
I'm
of
thinking.
Oh yeah, brains.
Okay, and then brawn would be like I'm just gonna try and run as fast as I can through this thing, or, you know, maybe hold on to the car as it pulls me through. Flight would be like, I'm just going to, I think flight would be like, I'm just going to sprint inside. Yeah.
Can I grab something really quick?
What do you want to grab?
It's got to be fast. It's going.
I want to grab my horn from my bike.
Your horn from the bike? Sure.
I have a horn.
So,
we can say she was ready.
I'm going to say you're going to have to get that off in time because it's kind of hard to get it off. So, this is going to be, let's see, what would it be if you have to take it off? Either brawn because you're going to rip it off, or brains because you're going to have to like figure out how the contraption works.
Probably fiddle.
Fiddle?
Brains.
Okay, brains. So I'm going to say it's a, in order to do it and still have time to do the rest, I'm going to say it's like a, an 11.
Okay.
That's a 4. It won't come off. All right. And actually in the process, you squeak the horn.
Oh God.
I quickly grab a rock happens, and I throw it at a tree so that to distract the noise. You hear one noise on the right, and then I throw a rock, and so you hear on the left.
Thank you.
The guys in the car stop, and they like look around. What are you guys doing?
I want to be behind the car. You're when behind possible. The car.
Okay.
I follow suit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I do too.
So you guys are all like sneaking around
and like lower than the window, so they can't see me through the rear view, and they can't see me from the side mirrors. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's That's a lot of us though.
And work,
Are they? It's an SUV, no?
Yeah, it's an SUV.
We could easily all be there.
Yeah.
All
right.
Okay. And then, and then you guys are going to try and get inside. So,
are we behind the car at this point or not yet?
Yes. I think all of you are behind the car below, like where the bumper is, so that it can. You guys aren't seen, right? Seems right.
Yep.
Okay. How are you? What are you rolling to get in? Like, this is literally you guys are getting in right now. What do you? How do you want to do it?
It's just.
Brains.
Brains.
I think it's brains,
Brains. Okay, so
trying not to make noise.
So if anybody wants to roll something that isn't brains, you can make an argument to me of why what you're doing is not brains. But this is going to be a I think it's going to be a 13.
Oh shit.
To be able to do this.
Okay.
What if this is out of character. Or maybe it's in character. What if like because the door is already open right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just waiting for the car, but the door's open.
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm like a distraction and I get them to follow me and then you guys go in?
We shouldn't split the party.
You're going
to
die.
You can if you want to, though. This game is not like D&D where you're going to...
I don't
want to
leave her behind.
Well, like in character...
Then what happens with you?
Well, because I'm a weird loner anyway. The part of me is like kind of like... I don't think my character actually wants to go in. That's why also why she's throwing rocks.
So you're...
I don't really know why my character wants to go in either.
Oh, well, do you not want to go in?
Because this is like a scary situation and there's big cars and I'm 13 and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. There was bugs earlier. So I kind of like... I mean, it's spooky and interesting.
The nerd in me, like
the I was gonna video say, I think that it's the Lane. I think the video gamer in you wants to go.
It's but like an adventure.
I'm just like, this is getting crazy.
Yeah, you guys don't have to go in.
I'm going in.
You guys make the choice of what you want to do. Yeah. This is all up to you.
I'm going.
100%. I'm invested.
Okay,
I'm this going is my in. Plan. Okay. I'm following it through.
I'm going in. Twelve? Let's do it. I'm rolling a D8.
No matter what you roll, you're basically, unless you guys roll really bad, you're gonna get in. It's just how much heat you have when you get in.
All right, I'm rolling.
Okay.
I got a 6.
That's a 3.
Jesus.
So that's a 6.
We got 6s.
So you guys get inside of the first gate. But you don't. But the cinder block one goes up before you can get in.
Okay.
And also, there when you but you were able to see inside of the cinder block one, and you saw some spotlights on the spotlights on the base of the lighthouse, and then really bright lights facing you. From there as well, and those bright lights as the wall goes up, they obviously get cut off and you can't see them anymore, but they were like really bright lights coming from inside there. So you were sort of, you weren't able to see super clearly, but you did see the bottom of the lighthouse lit up and the lights shining into your eyes from there. But you're just inside that fence.
So we still have the cinder block fence.
You still have the cinder block wall between you. Yes, you're in between both.
So can I use my adversity token to find something else on the cylinder wall that I could use? Like maybe like another entranceway or
the cinder block wall?
Yeah, if I can just like start touching it and start like scoping it out.
So Treasure Hunter allows you to find a thing that will help you.
Are there still a bunch of dead birds around here?
Yeah, I think as you guys went around, like there are a couple of dead crows. Not a bunch, but a couple. Not as many as the myth, as the legend. Yeah.
Can I find a doorknob? Is that a thing? Or no, is that not a
bit? If you want to go around and look.
Yeah,
can I do that?
Okay, so you're circling around.
Doorknob, latch.
Latch, anything for me to get in.
Okay, I think
or anything just to see.
There must be another way other than like a car, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's got to be a way. There has to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking around. I'm touching the wall. Like I'm feeling the cylinder.
So what do you is this brains as well? What
Probably.
Do you think this
yeah,
is?
Yeah, it's brains.
It's brains. Okay.
Can I help him?
Yes, you can. You can spend an adversity. Do you have an adversity
token? I
don't. Okay, then
I do.
You do. Okay, so you could help him with this. Describe what you got. What you're doing. I mean, you could also just be helping by doing it.
Oh, I should have adversity tokens. I failed multiple things.
Yeah. You just failed that roll you just did.
The one I just did.
And then you've definitely failed at least one other one. Yeah. Right? At least last time you did.
Yeah, in trying to help him.
So just put two. So okay. you could each spend one to give him a plus one. You could all spend one if you wanted.
Would that give him like plus three?
That gives him plus three.
Oh, wow.
So here I go.
But this isn't his treasure hunter thing?
This is you looking.
Each token spent gives friends plus two.
Oh, wow. So you get a plus two. So you're just looking. Are you using brains to look for this? Okay. So you're going to roll brains, which is what?
Are you going to spend D8. A token?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a rule saying you have to do it before or after you roll?
You have to do it before.
So I'm going to spend one.
Spend one. So that's two. Are you spending one?
No, not right now.
Okay. So that's two. You get a plus two on this roll. I'm going to say finding this, there has to be another entrance.
Yes.
I'm going to say that's an eight.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna give him one. I'm gonna give him one. So you have a plus three. Because he has a D8, so he'd have to get a six. Now he has to get a five, at least five.
God! Oh, no.
It's a
two.
Two, four, five.
What a waste.
So I think you do.
I'm poking one of the dead birds with a stick.
You do find.
All sevens in VR.
You do find a handle.
Okay.
But it is locked.
I'm going to use my brawn to open it.
To open it? Okay.
Yeah, I got D12 plus one.
Wow. Oh.
D12 plus one. So I'm going to say it is it's an old door. So I'm going to say it's a seven.
Oh, okay. Come on, baby. Five plus one.
It's a six.
You have two more adversity tokens, though.
What does that mean?
You could spend one of those.
To do what?
You could use one of those to bump it up to a seven.
Oh, really?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you well, can, then
can,
yeah.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it because it's your adversity.
You're with
your
own, but
job.
If I'm helping, I have to do it
you have
before
to do it
the roll.
Because you have
Got
to
it.
Describe how you're helping.
Gotcha.
Oh, then yeah. Let's bump it up to a seven, okay. Baby.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, let me double check that you can do
Does
that.
Does poking the dead bird with the stick do anything?
I'm fine with that. I think that.
I can answer
no.
that? No.
The bird is dead.
You're just going to get diseases.
Its neck is broken.
Yeah, its neck is broken. It doesn't look like it was hit by like electricity or something.
What? You found something out. That's information.
Okay. Broken neck. I just got, you know, be a kid poking things.
So yeah, I bust that door open. Ka-ching.
Neck. Ka-ching. And it opens. Okay, let me just look up adversity tokens really quick just to make sure.
I don't like how high this table is.
I'm sorry.
I can't get a good roll.
It is the tabletop table.
Need like
it
a...
is. I'm gonna roll it here.
A booster seat or something?
Okay, so you get in.
Is that better?
That's bad. These are bad. Okay, yes.
Do you want a new set of dice?
No, it's okay. I'm going to stick with them.
Okay.
So you are...
It's very loud.
I'm going to say you can spend them afterwards. Everybody else can describe how they
Great.
Do it.
Love it.
And then we'll just stick with that unless I find something else in the rules that says otherwise. Okay, so you're able to get this door open.
Ching! I open it.
And
Baller.
how are you, what are you doing when you open it? How are you opening? How are you guys approaching this? Are all of you going at once? Are you sneaking? Like, how is this
happening? I open it up, and then I slowly open the door to see what's in there.
Okay.
And then peeking, I open, peeking yeah. in. Yeah, I'm not just busting in. So.
I'm feeling nervous.
So I open it up like, just so I can get a little taste of what I see inside.
So you're the only one who's seeing this?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So what you see.
Okay.
Is a large clearing before the lighthouse. Like, there's a lot of space between the cinder block wall
oh, wow.
and the lighthouse.
Okay.
There are 12 guards oh, in black
okay.
that are all surrounding a single it's about the size of, if you put four cars, standard uh-huh. cars together, that left and right, or sorry,
like a square.
Yeah, end like a square.
End side by side.
End to oh. end. No, sorry. In a rectangle, oh. like perfect. Like you know, like that size. So yes. four cars in a rectangle, that size, ship, like spaceship.
Oh,
spaceship.
That is sitting on sort of a pad where like okay. maybe a helicopter would land, and these 12 guards are surrounding the ship, and they have guns drawn.
Okay,
and. They are, they're yelling, come out, come out. And, on like a megaphone.
So can we hear it? Even
so
if
you can definitely
it?
Hear it, but you can't see it.
Okay.
And then the hatch.
Shut up.
Opens up okay. out of the spaceship. What do you guys want to, are you sharing this or how do you?
No, I'm not sharing it. I think I'm just watching with my mouth okay. wide open.
We just cute. Get the slow cute. Steven yeah. Spielberg push in.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
cute.
Yeah.
What do you see?
They're surrounding this thing that looks like a ship, and they have guns and
what?
And it looks like something's coming out right now.
Is there anywhere on the other side we can like hide if we go through the door?
I don't think so. It just looks like a big clear opening.
So there is a oh. there, no. I mean no. That's fine. No, from what you can see, because yeah. you're looking through the crack.
Yeah, you're
I'm looking
see
through
anything.
The crack.
You. Yeah, but. But there are, if you were to open the door farther, uh-huh. there are like big storage containers.
Okay.
Not the size of railroad containers, but about half of that height and half of that length.
Okay.
Sure.
That are all they're sort of put all around the yard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not on the landing pad, obviously, but like around that area. Mm-hmm. So you could sneak in and get behind one of those if you wanted, but you'll have to roll to do that.
Okay.
So, or you could stay right where you are. Well,
so I don't see anything.
Okay.
I don't see anything.
Oh, open the door a little more. Look around.
Okay. And then you see two figures oh. silhouetted by the light inside of this ship.
Uh-huh.
Tall figures with these long robes on. And they come walking out. And you hear their voices. And their voices sort of... The audio from their voices resonates in the matter around them. So, like, they don't speak through their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the audio, like the sound.
Yeah.
The sound waves.
Sound waves emitting from the matter around them.
Okay.
Yes, I love it.
And they say, let me pull this up. I have to make sure I'm saying exactly what the right thing is. They say, we're just here to see our children.
Oh. Am I the only one who hears this?
No, everybody can hear
this. Okay. We hear this in English?
Yeah, it's in English.
We're just here to see our children. I'm stunned. I can't move. I don't know what to do.
Let me see. I'm going to pop like underneath.
Okay. Yeah.
I just go over and open up the door a little bit bigger.
There's a lot happening in front of them, so they aren't prone to see this, but but any sort of movement forward would cause you to have to make a roll. So, but you can open it wider. You see those the little
to the point
areas.
Where we can all like stack.
Yes,
and
exactly.
See through
yeah,
the
yeah.
I'm still stunned in that moving.
I'm like, and he's not telling us this. Open the door.
I know, right?
They have the guns drawn on them. They say, "Please, we're not here to fight. We just want to see our children." The weapons sort of go down on most of them. Two of the guards keep their weapons up. And then you see another figure, a woman approach, graying hair, sort of older, maybe in her 40s. Used to have ginger hair, but it's going gray.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She approaches them and they sort of are having this conversation. And she says, they're all here, except the ones that escaped the swamp. We're still looking for them. Come this way. And the two guards escort them inside the lighthouse. The doors open to the lighthouse automatically. They're automatic doors that open.
Mm-hmm.
And they go inside. Those automatic doors close. And all the lights, the lights that were, the light from the spaceship goes out. And now it's just those spotlights, sort of spotlight things on the base of the lighthouse. And all the rest of the guards mm-hmm. are returning to their post around.
But staying around the lighthouse.
Did the gray-haired woman look human?
Yes.
Oh.
Do we know her?
No, you don't know her. Okay. She was dressed in black tactical gear.
Okay.
Did she look like the other two figures?
No, the other two were robed and very tall, inhumanly tall and skinny.
Mm. And we couldn't
robed.
See their face?
No, they were completely robed. They had hoods over their heads.
I start wandering back to the regular chain link fence and looking for a spot to climb up to go back over. I'm just out. All right.
Is there a place for us to, like, sneak and hide behind, but, like, in the door?
What do you mean in the
door? Like, to go into the door so we're in the area, but we can still hide.
Yeah, there's, like, storage units.
Okay. I'm going behind a storage unit.
Okay, you're going to have to roll for that.
Okay.
There are 12 armed guards.
That's fine. I'm sneaky.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, the place has just gone pretty much silent now, so
yeah, I'm.
It's gonna be like, harder to sneak around.
Those are grown-ups with guns, and we just saw aliens. I'm leaving.
I'm still stunned.
Okay,
you
and
are
not moving.
So you want to sneak up?
Yeah. God, I don't know what to do.
Okay. I tug on your shirt. I'm like.
You got to describe what you're doing because you're on the podcast.
Oh, I like I tug on Luis's on Q's shirt and just kind of like give him the look of like we got to go home.
Yeah.
Like home, no, because no, this is like grown up weird shit. No.
I'm torn. I don't know what to do. I feel like I gotta go home, but then I also have these friends and I want to stay.
At what point does she make a break for it?
Whatever you want, you can go ahead and roll for me.
Okay.
Flight. It's gonna be a 12.
All right.
To not get noticed.
Here we go.
It's a 17.
Woo!
Nice.
So you make it to the shipping container, and you're hiding behind it, and you've made it probably 25 feet past the door. So you made it a good ways, and you're hiding behind one of those shipping containers.
Did they notice?
I'm watching. I mean, everybody sees her do this because you're all standing in the same place.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And now
after
I'm
her.
Deciding. Oh, I'm going after stay? Her. Do I go? Do I stay? I don't
same
know.
12.
So it's going to be a 12, yeah.
Wait. Come on. And if I had two adversity tokens, I could use it to sneak, but I only have one.
Wait. I'll Why? Give you two of mine.
How, though?
Because I have one. I'm spending it before you roll.
I only need one.
Oh, you only
have
so
one.
You can't give her an adversity token to spend.
Okay.
You can give her one as in, like, I'm helping you.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, so you're going to give her a +1, +2 on her roll.
That's what I was thinking.
So
but
you
if
told
she doesn't
me how
need
this
it,
works,
then I won't
because
do
if
it.
I use two adversity tokens, I can
those are
sneak.
Yours, your adversity tokens.
Okay.
So if she gives you one, it's basically her saying, I'm helping you. If you
okay.
had two.
Okay.
She's not literally giving you a,
right.
a token.
She's
you
giving
know?
Me a +1.
Yeah, she's
gotcha.
Giving you a +2 because of her skill.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm loyal.
Okay, yeah. So do that.
I should do that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Okay. So you're
thank
giving
you.
Her that adversity token. That's giving her a
or
plus
maybe,
two.
Or maybe, because I have
12.
A D20. I'm scared. No, I'll take it.
12 or better. So you need a 10 or better.
It's a 6.
7, 8. So it's an 8, which means it's not that bad because you're not like crazy below. The way the system works is it's not you fail or you succeed. It's you didn't get what you wanted. If you don't roll up to the amount, you didn't get what you wanted. But depending on how bad you failed, that's how bad of a
yeah.
like what the result is. So you don't get to her, but you do get behind one of the closer shipping containers.
Okay, I'll take it.
But now you guys are both inside.
And can I still see them if I turn around from where I am?
Yeah, totally.
And I motion to them like,
Like, describe what like, you're most saying.
Oh, like, shrugging, but, like, now or never, y'all. Like, right.
I creep my way forward.
Okay.
Maybe probably to the storage container behind her, behind Lane.
Behind Lane.
Yeah. Just to like, dip my foot in the water. Bit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say that is a, if you're just trying to go to that one, I'm going to say that's a 6.
Okay. I'm D4.
Oh, boy.
3.
A 3. Yeah, so you don't make it to that shipping container.
I just make one step forward.
You get one step forward, and the lights start to turn.
Uh-huh.
that were on the base of the lighthouse. They start to turn and do sort of a searchlight thing, and now it's that searchlight is headed straight for you.
Okay.
So what do you want to do?
I'm gonna run again. Can I run?
Yeah. Are you gonna flight? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm flighting.
Okay. Are you flighting to the container or behind
you? To the closest container. That's
okay.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm gonna say that is a, let's see, that's gonna be, well, you're already halfway there, I think, but that bad result was like something bad happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're already halfway there. I'm gonna say it's gonna be a 4 or better.
That's a 1.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, so the searchlight hits you.
Okay.
And all the...
I freeze
like a deer in headlights.
As soon as it hits him, can I, like, dive in and try to just grab him to pull him through the door?
Yep.
Like, to just be like, we're getting the fuck out?
Go for it.
That's what I do.
So, I'm going to say
that's
going to
be... He's pretty far in, right? At this point?
He's halfway.
Halfway?
Well, at this point, we're caught. So, I'm just running in to grab him to try to head right back out the door.
So, I'm going
to
say that's probably Brawn. And that's probably a 6.
Okay, D10. Where is it?
Damn, you have a D20 on flight.
That's a D12.
Oh, wait.
Isn't it?
No,
that's a D10. Yeah, sorry.
8?
Yeah. Yeah, so you do it and you're successful. You pull him back, but they definitely did see him.
Okay, and I was like, we got to book it.
Okay.
Like, I'm just heading toward the fence trying to find the spot without the barbed wire and just climbing it and trying to like get back to the bikes.
An alarm starts to go off.
Shit.
Like, we gotta go. I'm not worried about these two. I'm like,
What are you guys doing?
Is there any other doors into the lighthouse?
Yeah, are there?
Or
windows?
There are the automatic doors into the lighthouse that they mm-hmm. went into. You can't see any other doors, but the lighthouse is round. Mm-hmm. So... there could be another door around the back, but there are also 12 guards that are now starting to approach where they saw Q.
Are these shipping containers like open or are they closed?
They have doors that you could open.
All right. I think we go inside of a shipping container.
Maybe further away so they can't hear us or like it's muffled. Yeah, can we get probably to like shipping containers further away?
Sure. You're going to have to roll flight for me.
Okay.
So... you're definitely under pressure. Like, hold on, don't roll yet.
They're going to die.
You're definitely under pressure. I'm going to say you're going to need to get a 10 or better to be able to get there successfully to another shipping container.
Didn't I just fail earlier?
Oh, I've been failing.
Yeah, you need to mark that.
19.
19!
Yeah. Both 19.
19.
Okay, so you guys, tell me what you want to do, because you guys scored really high.
Let me know if we can do all of this.
Okay. I'm going to say you probably can, because you got a 19, but let me know.
Both. So yeah. I just want to get two shipping containers further away.
Okay.
While seeing if there's any other doors.
Okay.
And then get inside the shipping container.
You do that. You don't see any other doors, but you get inside the shipping container successfully.
What do we see? Is there
food? Yeah, what is in this container?
So the siren is blaring at this point.
Okay.
Ooh, like really loud. Do you lock, like pull the thing and close it?
Close it
from the inside?
We both are.
Are we able to tell if anyone can saw us go in here?
So you guys got a 19, so I'm going to say it's unlikely that anybody saw you.
Okay.
A little squeaky.
That's what
that was
that's
me
what,
closing the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, say that's what it sounds like when you close the door.
Okay. So then you get inside and you see these things that are all labeled ETA.
Mm-hmm.
ETA, ETA, ETA. They're boxes, like crates, mm-hmm. Wooden crates that all have ETA stamped on the side.
Is it like E dot T dot A dot?
Yes. Exactly.
Is any of it, what does it stand for? Do we
You can't tell?
Is it spelled out anywhere on the crates?
It's not on the outside of the crates, but you could try and open them if you wanted.
Are there any, like, hazard symbols or caution?
Yeah, they're definitely, biohazard? They're definitely caution symbols all over them. Yeah, they're definitely, like, not an ideal thing to be in the same crate with. But they are, you know.
Can I, like, knock on one or, like, tap on one?
Yeah. Not knock on anything.
To see if anything responds.
Sure.
Can I switch? I do that. Switch containers.
There's no response. Fine. From anything in there.
So theoretically, nothing in here is alive. It's not biohazard, so it's not like
living. Just caution. Okay. Or it's, you know what it is? It's fragile.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. Dude.
I'm waiting until the siren turns off.
The siren's still going. You guys, let's abstract out what happens in the next few moments. It's probably where we're going to end this episode is with this. You guys stuck in there. You guys.
You pull me out.
You guys are running, right?
Yeah, you basically pull me out.
Because they heard you and saw you. Uh-huh. They literally saw you.
And I'm filled with regret and confusion. I want to go back in to save these new friends.
And if we don't go back home, then, like, what would it be like for your dad to, like, you go missing or dead in the same place your mom died? I might be, like, a loner weirdo, but I'm aware, and, like, your dad works with my dad. Like, I know you enough to kind of, like, be like,
You're right.
You can't die.
Not here, and then I'm here, and I'm going to get in trouble? Fuck that. No, just no.
I know, exactly. So I feel like I want to stay, but when you bring that up, and I know what my dad went through.
What we just saw, like, we just saw some weird-ass shit.
I have to get out. Yeah, I have to leave. Like, I feel bad about it. But what choice do we have? There's sirens happening. They saw me.
We're going to get in trouble. They saw you. There's sirens. We got to go jump this fence, get our bikes, and
I regretfully jump the fence.
Okay.
With Jamie.
All right. Give me a flight, and it's going to be a 6 to get away. Get your bikes and get away.
Okay. It's a 2.
You're not good at flighting.
No, I'm not.
You're really bad.
Can I use my brawn for my legs?
You can use if something were to happen where you had to fight them.
Okay.
You could use that. Oh, actually, fight would be would
what's
be
grit
that.
Again?
Grit is how well you stand up against interrogation or like getting punched or something.
Perfect.
Brawn is like.
We got a 5.
A 5. Okay. You guys are now getting chased. You could if you wanted to.
We're getting chased.
So if you wanted to use one and get a 6, you would be clear, but he wouldn't.
Would you leave him?
I mean, you got
so
him out
basically
of there.
Thematically, what is happening right now is you know you're a much better rider on your bike than he is. He struggles.
That's right.
You could ride ahead very quickly and easily, but you're gonna leave him behind. So you have to make that decision. Are you gonna get away?
Just to let you know, I have a D20 grit. So if they interrogate me, you know I'm a tough cookie.
I also have a D20 grit.
Oh, you do too.
God damn it. I guess we get caught.
No, well, you're not getting caught.
You don't know.
You can go. You could escape.
You're not getting caught yet. It just means that it just is the situation that you're put in.
Okay, wait. Okay, so I'm going to use one so I'm not seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're
so you succeed.
Okay.
I succeed.
So you succeed. So you get away. You pull ahead of him.
Okay.
And you turn the corner. You turn a corner. And as you turn that corner, Q, you're struggling on that bike.
Uh huh.
And an SUV comes out that
gate.
Comes out
of the gate that with we its saw sirens on, uh-huh. And we see you silhouetted by the sirens as you're riding your bike as fast as you can, but this thing is approaching you.
Yeah.
We switch back to you guys. Janet and Lane. And you guys have successfully like opened one of the crates.
Okay.
I'm going to have you open one.
Yep.
Because we're gonna wrap it up here.
Yep, we're gonna move it forward.
It's opened up.
I was gonna open one.
Yeah, I was gonna say
100%.
I'm gonna have you open one just for the sake of wrapping this up.
Rupees, guys, rupees.
You open it up and inside is a glass, a huge glass chamber.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big crate that you're opening. You're able to get one of the pieces of wood sort of snapped off because it was loose, and you see this big cylinder chamber, a glass chamber. And on the side it says ETA, and then in smaller letters it says Extraterrestrial Agency.
Yes, I knew it!
And then that's where we end.
Extraterrestrial! I was just like, what's the A? What's the A?
Yeah, agency.
So now I'm just staring down at these lights.
So we are done for right now.
Oh.
So.
Poo
as,
on
as
you.
I try to struggle to escape on my bike.
Yeah. That's it. That's.
Should have taken bike
lessons. I have a little plan.
You do?
Write it down so you don't forget.
All right. There's, we'll get like, together notes. Again and keep playing. But that's all for right now.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Good job, guys.
That was
Kids on Bike Session 2.